there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be discussing my 11 players to trade for right now before Week 5. Now, let's get to those trades. Wide receiver Garrett Wilson, rest of season rank wide receiver 33. By Garrett Wilson, the Jets rookie wide receiver finished second in targets and route participation in Zach Wilson's first start of the 2022 season, running a route on 90% of dropbacks. Only Corey Davis saw more targets, 7, but Wilson ran more routes. Leveraged Davis's touchdown score in Wilson's two-catch game to buy low on the talented rookie. He owns a team-high 22% target share this season, is tied for first in the NFL in targets inside the 10-yard line, and is facing a Miami Dolphins defense in Week 5 that ranks second in most passing yards allowed per game and the fifth most passing yards to wide receivers. Be happy to give up DJ Moore or this next wide receiver that you should trade, wide receiver Brandon Cooks, rest of season rank wide receiver 26. The Texans wide receiver was solid in Week 4, catching all 7 of his targets for 57 yards and 1 touchdown. But his status as the clear-cut Texans' number one wide receiver is waning. After a dominant performance in Week 1, Cooks owns just a 23% target share, which ranks 37th amongst all players. Also, he is trailing teammate Nico Collins in both air yard share and receiving yards, 133 versus 181, over the last 3 weeks. With Davis Mills playing like arguably the league's worst quarterback, dead last in passing EPA this season, get out while you still can on Brandon Cooks. I'd feel better chasing guys with much higher ceilings like Devonta Smith or this next wide receiver you should buy low on, Gabriel Davis. Rest of season rank, wide receiver 21. Things haven't been great for Davis since he returned from his ankle injury 2 weeks ago. He's been running around on nearly every one of Josh Allen's dropbacks, but has done little to nothing in production. One catch on 3 targets in Week 4 after a 3-catch outing in Week 3. However, it was reported that he re-aggravated his ankle injury during practice last week, and the Bills did not have other healthy wide receivers during the rainy game versus Baltimore. Both Jameson Crowder and Zay McKenzie left with injuries. Crowder is going to miss a lot of time with a broken ankle. I'd be a buyer of Davis now, with hopes that he gets healthier, because his role is just too good in a high-powered offense. It's not like anyone is stepping up aside from Devin Singletary and seizing a massive target share behind Stephon Diggs. We'd be looking to buy low on Davis with someone like Juju Smith-Schuster, Adam Thielen, or this next wide receiver, Diontae Johnson. Rest of season rank, wide receiver 23. The Steelers' number one wide receiver was targeted just twice by Kenny Pickett in the second half of Week 4's loss to the New York Jets. Conversely, rookie George Pickens was targeted 4 times for 71 receiving yards. Considering both Steelers' wideouts are on the field for the majority of the team's offensive passing plays, don't be surprised to see Johnson's target grip loosen to Pickens' benefit with a new quarterback under center. Pickens earned a 48% air yard share in Week 4, seeing 4 targets of 20-plus yards. He ranks 2nd in deep targets to only Chris Olave this season. Buy the George rookie and sell off the veteran while his status as the clear-cut number 1 is still in the public's perception. Week 5 versus the Buffalo Bills defense, top 5 in fewest fantasy points allowed to wide receivers, will do him no favors increasing his falling stock. Ship him off for Terry McLaurin, Keenan Allen, or package him in another asset for this wide receiver, Drake London. rest of the season rank wide receiver 18. The Falcons wide receiver ranks number one in the NFL in target share, 35%. As a 21-year-old rookie, fantasy football doesn't have to be hard, guys. Bye. Marcus Mariota isn't going to complete just 7 passes every single week, especially versus the Buccaneers in Week 5, who've allowed the third most wide receiver targets this season. I'd be more than happy to take London off a manager who's overly concerned about last week for either Seahawks wide receiver or running back that looks slated to take on a larger role after the injury to Javonte Williams. You're right, I'm talking about running back Melvin Gordon for the Denver Broncos, rest of season rank running back 24. Gordon fumbled on his first touch late in the second quarter versus the Raiders, his fourth fumble of the season. He would have 2 more carries all game, despite Javonte Williams tearing his ACL in the third quarter. Williams will miss the rest of the season. And interestingly enough, Mike Boone was the next man up, not Gordon, after Williams exited the contest. Boone had 3 carries, but was also targeted thrice and ran the most running back routes. Boone is a must-add off waivers before Week 5 as a dark horse to be the 1A in this two-man backfield. And that makes Gordon someone you should place on the trade block, with some managers believing he is the surefire RB1 in the Denver backfield. But his status as the league's second-worst rusher per EPA, an ongoing neck injury, and the signing of Latavius Murray are all red flags that say otherwise. Cash out now before Thursday night by moving Gordon for Josh Jacobs, J.K. Dobbins, or this next running back that was on the trade target list last week and hit Breece Hall. New York Jets running back, rest of season rank RB21. Because for Breece Hall, it's happening, guys. He dominated the touches over Michael Carter in Week 4, 19-11. He posted 17 carries versus Carter's 9, including the game-winning touchdown. Then consider his season-high 66% snap share, 63% route participation. We are cooking with gas, people. If someone in your league is still snoozing on Hall's newfound bell cow role, you need to buy. Top 20 yards per carry this season. Sell high on Clyde Edwards-Helaire for him or a wide receiver like Amari Cooper. You could also sell high on this running back after a massive game in Week 4 to get Breece Hall. That's right, I'm talking about running back Rashad Penny for the Seattle Seahawks. Rest of season rank, RB26. The dude shredded the league's worst defense in Week 4. But next up are the New Orleans Saints, who rank first in run defense EPA, not the same as the Lonely Lions. It's a perfect time to sell high on an injury-prone Penny, with Kenneth Walker vying to eat into Penny's workload as the season progresses. Flip him from Ramondre Stevenson, who continues to outsnap Damien Harris on a weekly basis, or Curtis Samuel, who provides a super safe floor every single week, which should only be stabilized more with Jahan Dotson out for the next 2 weeks. You can maybe even package Penny for the most obvious buy-low running back in all of fantasy football, running back James Robinson for the Jacksonville Jaguars, rest of season rank RB14. Because you got to buy this guy. He and Travis Etienne split carries in Week 4, 8 apiece, but Etienne saw the lone target and ran more routes, 9 versus 14. However, don't let one disastrous week from Robinson with a terrible, horrible game script let you overlook the fact that he was a top 10 running back the first 3 weeks of the season, and he's playing the freaking Chicago Bears in Week 5. The defense has allowed the most rushing yards per game, 183 this season, and Robinson's 6 carries inside the 10-yard line are tied for the most of any running back that hasn't converted one yet for a touchdown score. Selling off James Conner, Najee Harris, or even Alvin Kamara, who is continually banged up, could get it done for Robinson. And you could get J-Rob Plus for this running back who's coming off a monster 3-touchdown performance. Running back Austin Eckler for the Los Angeles Chargers, rest of season rank RB6. Eckler finished Week 4 with 13 carries for 60 yards against the league's worst run defense, but scored 3 touchdowns. However, he combined for just 3 more carries than Sony Michel and Joshua Kelly, who totaled 10, and he was under a 60% snap share, right in line with his season-long average. On the year, Eckler has the same amount of carries inside the 10-yard line as Michel and Kelly combined, 2, and his rushing EPA ranks 5th worst among all running backs. Sell high. The Chargers can't run the ball behind this patchwork offensive line, and Keenan Allen coming back isn't going to increase Eckler's target share. You can get a King's ransom for Eckler or straight-up studs like Jamar Chase, Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, or even Joe Mixon. But I wouldn't go after this running back despite his number one status on a top-tier offense. I'm talking about running back Leonard Fournette for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, rest of season rank RB10. The Buccaneers running backs totaled just 6 carries on Sunday night, with Tom Brady attempting 52 passes in full-on comeback mode. Leonard Fournette had 3 carries for negative 3 yards, has been super inefficient as a rusher all season, ranking 3rd worst in rushing EPA. But he did enough as a receiver in that Sunday night game, catching 7 balls for 57 yards and a receiving touchdown on 7 targets, to kind of salvage his fantasy outing. However, The Buccaneers also involved Rashad White more than they had in the previous 3 weeks. The rookie scored from the 1 yard line and caught 5 passes for 50 yards, a running route on 32% of dropbacks. With the rookie's role continuing to grow, I'd be looking to sell high on Leonard Fournette. Amon Ross St. Brown, Jalen Waddle, Courtland Sutton, DeAndre Swift round out some of the names I'm looking for in return for Lombardi Lenny. That completes my 11 players to trade for right now before week 5.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.